Humphrey Davy was an English chemist who had a shop behind his house. And he loved spending hours in that shop and mixing chemicals to see what he could come up with. And one day out of the blue, he took all these different chemicals and he mixed a little bit of ammonia, zinc, and nitrogen together. And he came up with a substance that we call nitrous oxide. And it's from the nitrogen oxide family. It's a colorless gas with a sweet aroma that doesn't have any side effects except the possibility if you use it all the time, it would bring about death. Now, nitrous oxide doesn't ring a bell with most of us. But years ago, it is not used as much now. If you went to the dentist, they would use nitrous oxide. If you have a surgical procedure, they would use nitrous oxide. And it's known to us as laughing gas. Now, the most amazing thing about it is this. It would bring about uncontrollable laughter. You could sit in that dentist chair. He could give you a good dose of laughing gas. And you wouldn't care if you pulled every tooth you had in your head out. That's right. It didn't matter at that time. Oh, you were just so happy for just a matter of a few moments. Uncontrollable laughter. And really, it wouldn't matter if he even said, I'm going to cut your head off. You'd say, go ahead. That's fine with me today. And you'd burst forth in laughter. Now, here's what I think, church. Here's what I think. I believe that laughter is still good for us.
Amen.
I didn't get to about 3 or 4 amens. The rest of you don't believe that. I believe that laughter is still good for us.
Amen.
And I think what we ought to do is hook us up some nitrous oxide into our sanctuary. Now think about it. The biggest crab apple we got in the church may just burst forth in laughter. Because of the nitrous oxide. We go through life moping and fretting and furious and frustrated. And we go through life and we forget that the greatest medicine of all time is the ability that God's given us to be able to laugh. Do you realize, according to the Bible, I don't know if you've read it lately, but according to the Bible, church ought to be fun. Worship ought to be filled with laughter. You're not going to come into this place and wonder, well, I wonder what they've said about me, and wonder what they think about me, and wonder who she's this and who's that. I'll tell you one thing. We ought to be able to come in here and laugh for the next few moments because we know that a God in heaven is here with us. Have you laughed lately? Have you laughed lately? You will discover that no matter how bad things are in your life, if you'll laugh a little bit, they won't be near as bad as they were. Worship should be fun. Our walk should be fun. Do you hear about us, church? Excuse me. That our walk should be fun. We don't know how long we're going to have. I responded yesterday to a cardiac arrest call in Hearts in the city of Bellevue. 56-year-old lady, sitting there with her ex-husband, sharing breakfast together. Cardiac arrest. I stood in Hardest and helped them perform CPR on this lady for 45 minutes before we transported her. I stood in the ER outside the curtain and watched as a team of 20-something nurses and doctors try their very best to save this person's life. And they could not do so. When she went to Hardy's and walked in that door, she didn't know that she would never walk out that door again. I want you to understand something. If you miss life, it's your fault and not God's fault.
Amen.
We've got to understand. Life is short, and we better learn what laughter is all about. Solomon in all of his wisdom, one of the most brilliant men who has ever lived, besides our Lord and T.W. McGuffin. I just said that to see if he was away. T.W.'s dumb as a rock. He ain't smart as that. In an Old Testament book, he penned what we know as the Proverbs. And the Proverbs are little things that help us deal with life. It's a short statement with a serious message. And I discover that he gives me two simple verses that has to do with laughter and our merriment. Joy, happiness, and laughter. Let me read them for you. Proverbs 15, verse 13 says this. A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken. Did you hear what it said? A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance. Now look at chapter 17, verse 22, and then we'll come back to this verse. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. Just about the same words. Now he didn't deal with the word laughter, but he talks about merriment. And merriment and being happy always leads to laughter. Now he lays it on the line. He doesn't beat around the bush. He tells us how to enjoy this life. And if you go back to chapter 15 and verse 13, he begins to share with us the nature of merriment. What does he tell us? Here's what he said. What does he tell us about its dwelling? Where's its dwelling? Well, here's what it says. A merry heart. Joy must dwell in the heart. If you're going to ever, ever be happy, you've got to get happy in your heart. Now, heart's very vital. I'll tell you one thing. Let your heart stop today, and you won't have to worry about your arthritis. That's right. Let your heart stop today. We won't have to worry about our sinus problems. Let your heart stop today, and we won't have to worry about that earache that we may possibly have. The heart is very, very important. And if we're going to be happy in life, it must start in our heart. And I'm going to give you a little secret. And the only way to have full, overflowing joy in your heart is to have Jesus living in your heart. That's where joy comes from. Without Christ dwelling there, you will never, ever, ever find complete happiness. And you'll go through this world with a frown on your face. Why? Because you've never found happiness in your heart. I can stand up here and tell you today that down deep in my heart, Jesus Christ lives there. And because Jesus lives there, I want to live every day happy because Jesus is there.
Amen.
Joy. Merriment. Without Jesus, you may think you're happy, but you're not. Try your six-pack of beer, but I'll tell you one thing. After the effects of the beer wear off, you'll have the same problems that you had before you drank the beer. Smoke your joint. Take you some speed. Do some of those things like I've tried. But I will tell you, when the high wears off, you'll still be the same person you were before you did those things. I'll tell you what you need to do. Get a good dose of Jesus, and I'll tell you one thing. The high will live on forever. Are you happy with that? It's not a temporal dwelling. It's a permanent dwelling. It's not something you move
dead, moved out. And I got news for you. I wouldn't want to come to know Jesus either if I was some of the folks who watch some of us when we look like and act like we're so miserable. Amen. That's right. If you've got Jesus in your heart, you've got to have some kind of joy. I've got the joy down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart. It's dwelling is in our heart. Get happy on the inside and you'll be happy on the outside. Be miserable on the inside and you'll be miserable on the outside. That's right. Shout on the inside and you'll still find reason to shout on the outside. And the only way we make it through this life, through cancer and heart disease and divorce and frustration and financial things, I'll tell you, the only way we make it through this life is with Jesus Christ. It's dwelling. He said a merry heart. A merry heart. Then he says it's displaying. How do you know? It says, maketh a cheerful countenance. How do people know what's in your heart? We can take you to Anderson Hospital. We can prep you and do a heart catheterization. It will tell us what's on the inside of your heart. It'll tell us how many blockages you've got. It'll tell us about the calcium in your heart. It'll tell us about everything there is going on the inside of our heart. But it still won't show the joy. Solomon says, if you're happy on the inside, it has to show on the outside. If you're happy here, it will eventually show here. That's like the foreigner who came to visit, hadn't been around in church. And lo and behold, it was a Sunday, and his tour guide was carrying him around, and he stuck his head in the door of the church. And he said, What are they doing? And the guide said, they're worshiping. The little alien foreigner hadn't seen anything about it. Said, why are they worshiping? He said, because God has so richly, through his Son, saved their souls. And they're excited about Jesus saving their souls. And they're going to go spend eternity with him one day. The alien, the foreigner, looked at his tour guide and said, do they know that? Do they know that? Why in God's name do the people of God have no expression of joy whatsoever? I'll never, ever be able to explain. Oh, preacher, I love Jesus. Well, tell your face. We sing songs that ought to stir our hearts and thrill us all the way to heaven and back, and we act like nothing has been said. Can I tell you something? There's not a person in this building, unless you think you're more dignified than you ought to be, who should not have shouted when the choir sung, How Jesus Saves. Amen. See, some of you still won't. Jesus still saves. Amen. Let your face know what a pitiful testimony to the saving power of the Lord Jesus Christ when a lost person meets us and we look like we're so mad and we hate the world. Can I tell you, I am loved today with the greatest love of all time, and that's the love of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Let your face know it.
Well, they hadn't spoken to me.
Stop and understand. You never know what that person's going through who may never saw you that day. You don't know what Hades they've gone through all week. And we want to run our lips out and poke our lips out and get mad because someone didn't smile at us and somebody didn't wave at us. Understand something. If you're happy on the inside, please let it be shown on the outside.
Amen.
I just don't feel like smiling. You just don't know what I'm going through. You just don't know how hard it was for me to get here. Sundays is the only day I have away from work. And you just don't know how it's a struggle to be here. Well, then maybe we ought to pray that God take your job away and you'll have 6 days to rest up so you can be ready for Sunday. I am preparing myself on Sunday morning worship to go to heaven.
Amen.
I am practicing up for what worship's going to be like in heaven. And church, let me tell you, some of us need a whole lot of practice because if we don't, we won't fit in when we get there.
Amen. Come on, brothers.
It's displayed. Has anybody walked up to you and said, what a pretty smile? Has anybody walked up to you lately and says, how are you so happy when things are so bad in your life? If they have, we haven't exhibited the joy that we have in our hearts because Jesus is there. Now let me go ahead and say this. You can't smile if you've got hatred in your heart. You can't smile sitting on one side of our sanctuary if you're mad at somebody on the other side of the sanctuary. I want you to understand something. If the love of Jesus Christ and the joy of Jesus is in your heart, then you've got to love everybody around you.
Amen. Amen. Amen, brother.
Bitterness, hatred, I'll get them back. Malice, anger will eat on you and you'll find yourself frowning all the time and never expressing a smile. And another thing, just because you don't get your way doesn't mean you can't smile.
Come on, brother. Amen.
It's not about getting our way. It's about doing things God's way. It's not about this side and that side, and he said, she said, I feel this and I feel that. Guess what? It's not. It's about what God has to say about things.
Amen.
If I base my ministry on how some of you feel, I would have took my life a long time ago. But guess what? I don't base my ministry on what you think. I try to please my Heavenly Father. And if I'm pleasing my Heavenly Father, I'm not worried about trying to please a handful of Baptist folks who God in Himself cannot please. We got to clean out our hearts. Back up that old garbage truck and say, okay, here's a good dose of malice. Let me throw it over here. Here's a good dose of hatred. I'm going to throw it over here. And God, as I throw this over here, would you wash me and fill me full of joy? Make people wonder what you're up to because you're smiling all the time. It's dwelling in the heart. It's displayed. Your countenance will show that Jesus is in your heart.
Amen.
Have you smiled lately? Look at your neighbor right now and just give him a good smile. Did it work? Displays on our countenance. But what's it doing? 17, verse 22 said this: a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. A heart that is filled with joy, a face that expresses joy, doeth good. Some of the most negative-minded, negative attitude folks that you ever run into are those who claim to be Christians. It don't fit. It don't fit. You can't be positive and negative. Guess what? If Jesus Christ has filled your heart, then you've got to choose which one you're going to be. Yeah. Isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing? Some folks in church, nothing is ever. And I can still keep saying it at 3 o'clock. Right? I tell you what happens. When people are filled with joy, you draw a crowd.
Yeah.
When people are filled with misery, who wants to be a part of misery? If I'm going to be miserable on Sunday morning when I come to church, why fool with the hassle of coming to church? Why not just sit at home and be miserable, other than come to a church with 150 people who are miserable? If Jesus is in your heart, you will do good.
Amen.
You know what laughing does? Perks you up. Perks you up. If you don't believe that, when you go somewhere to eat lunch today, sit there for just a moment, and then in that crowded restaurant, just burst out laughing. Just start laughing for no reason. And you know what will happen? You'll be surprised. Someone behind you may start laughing. And do it real quick, because they'll come in with those straight tags. Do it real quick. Joy. Why in God's name can't we laugh like that all the time if Jesus is still Jesus, and he is? You know, what does medicine do for the body? Well, it provides. You know, when we take medicine, we take it to help heal our bodies. That's why the doctor put it on. Put you on it. He said, okay, it's going to help you. You've got a bad cold, take this. You've got infection, take this. This antibiotic's going to help clear you up. That's what it is. It helps us to get better. He says that merry heart is like good medicine, which what does it do? It provides for us healing. If you laugh, you feel better. Try it. If you laugh, you will feel better. If this afternoon that you get sick, they carry you over to our ER at Anderson. 14, 15 hours later, they carry you into a room. Everybody agree with what I just said? I didn't call it a bad thing. I just spoke the truth. They carry you into a room. All right, first thing does, that door opens up. Here comes this nurse. And she is the grumpiest thing that you've ever found in your life. And it automatically sounds like, is she not saying this? But it's like she's saying, why do I have food? You ever felt, you ever seen those kind?
Yes.
Hang around there, you'll find some. And she says, I've got to ask you this question. I want to ask you this question. Probably know all the answer I'm going to ask you anyway. Answer my question so I can get out of your room. And you're laying there and you're about half sick and you're thinking, if you get smart with me, I'm going to throw you out. That's the baddest way to think. You know what that grumpy nurse is going to do? She's going to make your situation worse. But you know what happens if that nurse comes in there and she's just so bubbly and happy? Oh, it don't change who you are sick, but it sure does help you feel a lot better about what you're doing. Provides. Laughter provides healing. What does that mean? Medicine prevents. You know what it does? It prevents in many cases other things from happening. Blood pressure pills that prevent heart attacks and strokes. Can I tell you what laughter helps to prevent if it's like medicine? Here's what it does. It'll help you
prevent depression. Laughter. It is a medicine.
Look at your prescription bottle from God. Here's what it says.
Laughter. Prescribed by the great physician. You hear that? Refills. Eternal. How to administer. Take it daily, all day long.
Then it's got on the back. Side effects. Be careful. It is contagious.
That's right.
Laughter will help you deal with this life. How am I dealing this morning? With Florida beating the snot out of us? Ain't no other way to put it. I just laughed. Ain't no need for me to pout about it. Ain't no need for me to get down about it. Guess what? Come Saturday, there's another game that needs to be played. Listen. When life is not fair to you, throws you a hard curve, don't sit around and pout about it. Just laugh about it, for there's a whole lot more life left to live. And misery loves company. Get away from that miserable crowd and find you a good, happy crowd, for it will change who you are. And if you're part of that miserable crowd and all of a sudden you find everybody running from you, then if I was you, I'd holler, bingo! I'm it!
A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drives the bones. When we try to carry our sorrows and our daily cares, we will collapse under their weight. But when you let God carry them for you, He will take care of your cares. Have you laughed lately? Has anybody said, what are you up to? Have you made a room laugh, or have you made a room eat you out real quick? If you want an I hate say it this way, but I'm just going to say it like I'm thinking it, all right? Just straight out.